The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor Mr. J. Carroll Nash with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Me. Right now is the start of the holiday season in America, and for me it's to bring back a lot of nice memories. I remember my first Thanksgiving in America, November 1948, and Pasquale made a big 20-pound turkey to celebrate. I'm never going to forget how his daughter Rosa started nibbling on the turkey before dinner. That night, Rosa was 20 pounds or heavy, and we had a Thanksgiving and dinner spaghetti and a meatball. Yes, Mama, I'm feeling happiest in this great American holiday season. And tonight I'm feeling especially happy because now they're celebrating what's called Halloween. And this holiday, you don't celebrate to some big American. You just buy, you don't buy the presents for nobody. You don't eat a turkey. You just go round and ring the doorbells. That's if you're a little boy or a little girl. You should see how they dress up like a clowns, a witches, and a gypsies. Then they knock on your door and they say, trick or treat. If you give them a candy, that's a call a treat. And if you don't, that's a call a trick, they'll have to break the window. It's never gonna happen to me, Mama Mia. And on my way to the night school tonight, I'm gonna buy a whole big bag of candy and a chewing gum. And when they come to knock on my door tonight, I'm gonna be regular Santa Claus. Well, first I'm gonna go to my night to school. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From ocean to
well, all right, stop.
All right, class, quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Oh, we in a rut.
Miss Spalding, why don't you call our names backwards sometimes?
Oh, you mean Schultz, Olson, Horowitz, and Basco?
No, no, no. Axab, Switzer, Nelson, and Sushel.
That is not funny, Mr. Schultz.
Well, I'm very sorry, Miss Dinglaps. I mean, Spalding.
And let's have no more interruptions. We're studying capital cities today. Mr. Schultz, you may tell us the capital of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Now, let me see. Would that be Jackson?
Jackson is the capital of Mississippi.
Oh, naturally. Would that be Topeka?
Topeka is the capital of Kansas.
Miss Foley.
No, don't interrupt her, Olson. She's got two rights so far.
Never mind, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Basco.
Present.
I thought you weren't paying attention. What have you got there in your hands?
It's a this, Miss Spalding. It's a big package of chewing gum. Bigger package with a lot of package of chewing gum. Then a jelly beans, a caramels, a peanuts, a peppermint, licorice sticks, and other little candies.
Miss Spalding, if you keep him after class, you can have a party.
Quiet, please. Mr. Basco, I wish you would eat before you come to class.
Oh, no, Miss Spalding. This candy's not for me. Tonight is a Halloween, and after class, I'm going to go home and give the candies to The little boys and the girls are one day knocking the door.
Oh, I see.
Trick or treat, Halloween.
Yes, the lovable little beggars. You know, last year they kept knocking on the door of my delicatessen all night.
And did you give them anything, George?
Ach, the liverwurst flowed like gumdrops. You have seen those kidneys eat. Bless their little heartburns.
All right, all right. Hold that talk for after class, please. Now, where were we?
You were asking for the capital of Oklahoma.
Oh, yes, yes. You may tell us, Mr. Horowitz.
Miss Spaulding, you were asking, but I wasn't telling.
Well, then, tell us now.
Oklahoma.
Well, think, Mr. Horowitz, where is Oklahoma?
You mean where it is now?
Well, of course, Oklahoma has never moved.
That's funny. I read once that Oklahoma was going on the road for 6 months.
Oh. I could kill myself for not saying that first.
Miss Spaulding, we are wasting precious time. Just call on me. I will give the right answer, and then we can go on from there.
All right, there he goes. Kukler, Fran, and Olsen.
Mr. Schultz, you're just impossible today. Now, please try to control that tongue of yours.
I'm sorry, Miss Spaulding. It's the Halloween spirit bringing out the witch in me.
Never mind. Go on, Mr. Olsen. The capital of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City.
Oh, of course. Oh,
by Yemeni, the answer was staring them right in the face. Oh, I could just die. It was right under their nose all the time.
Olsen, is that a laugh or the mating call of a jackass?
It takes a yackass to recognize a yackass.
Please, the both of you, stop acting so childish. Mr. Basco, we'll go on now. Tell us the capital of Florida.
Capital of Florida? Oh, you're not going to fool us twice. Florida City.
Wrong. Mr. Basco, it looks like we've lost you for the day.
Lost me? How's it possible to lose me if I'm sitting right here?
Well, I mean your ability to concentrate. Now, frankly, it upsets the rest of the class.
Count me out. I'm very happy to have a partner in ignorance.
Please, don't be angry, Miss Spaulding. It's Halloween, and we all should be happy, no?
Well, we should all know our work a little better. Mr. Basco, why don't you just leave? I know you'll be happier.
Miss Spaulding, you're angry.
I'm not.
You are. Please, I only want to feed the kiddies and make them happy. Please, and not be angry, huh?
I'm not.
Well, you smile a little bit, huh?
Well, all right. And have fun.
All right, thank you. And goodbye, class, and happy Halloween! And a goodbye, kids. Come again the next Halloween. I'll give you some more candy and a chewing gum. Oh, they're nice. So nice. Sound of children is sweetest noise in a whole world. Must have been some more kids. I'm gonna go.
Trick or treat, little banana nose.
I've been watching you from my spaghetti palace, little cabbage puss. You've been feeding those kids like you was the marshal of plaid.
Well, how else am I going to celebrate the Halloween, Pasquale?
Well, I always call you pumpkin ahead. Why don't you stick a candle in your mouth? Huh? I've never seen anybody like you before. Every little American holiday that comes around, you've got to be the chief of celebrator. So, look, if you, Abraham Lincoln, didn't have 10 brothers, you'd be celebrating every day of the year.
Well, Pasquale, when you love a country like I love America, then you want to celebrate every day in the year.
Sure, but why Halloween? Or what are you celebrating tonight? Did a Washington cross at a Hudson on Halloween? Did a Paul Revere ride as a horse on Halloween? Did Edison discover the electric bill on Halloween?
Well, I don't know, Pasquale. Is it just nice? Little kids, they knock on your door, you say hello. It's a good thing when we got excuses to be nice to people.
Oh, Luigi, stop being such a big greenhorn. You got to celebrate things. Why don't you celebrate a real big day, like January 15th?
Well, Pasquale, why is it January 15th a big day?
Because that's when my daughter Rosa was born.
That's a big day, all right. 250 pounds a big.
Oh, stop. Look, Luigi, I know the real reason you're celebrating Halloween. That's because you're crazy for little kids, right?
Hey, that's right, if I
say. Sure. In other words, Luigi, you think Americans should keep turning out the millions and millions of little bambinos, huh?
Oh, sure.
All right, then how come you the bottleneck?
Pasquale, stop it.
Look,
talking
Luigi,
like...
in America, they got a big saying. Little kids of today, they the big Americans of tomorrow. Now, tell the truth. Wouldn't you be the happiest man in the world if for 20 years from now, you see four or five little Boscos all getting their citizen papers on the same day?
Sure, but how about the Pasquale? If I have a little kids, then they're born Americans and they don't need a citizen papers.
You're wrong.
No, I'm right.
Okay, I bet you $5 to marry Rosa, have the kids, and we find out.
No, 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 thanks, Pasquale. There must be some easier way to find out. Now, if you was... Excuse me, Pasquale, must be some more kids for the Halloween.
Go ahead, let the little vultures in.
Trick or treat, sir.
Don't be afraid. Come in, little boy.
Thank you, sir.
How am I going to give you some, oh, I'm forgot. I'm got no more chewing gum or candy left. I'm sorry, little boy.
That's quite all right, sir. Thanks just the same.
All right. So we got no chewing gum. You don't have to cry. It's an okay. That's a free.
No, stop it, Pasquale. Can you see how he's feel bad?
I'm not so worried about this boy. Look at that beautiful overcoat he's wearing and the new shoes and that hat. This kid probably has a defense job on the side.
That's just it, sir. I wanted to dress up as a cowboy, but my governess wouldn't let me.
You're a governess?
That means the governor's a wife, stupid.
No, she's the one who watches me. Well, anyway, I sneaked out of the house to go trick-or-treat. I went far away until I got up enough nerve to do it. You were the first one. Now you haven't got anything.
Oh, no, don't cry. That's something I'm never want to hear. Children cry. Hey, but wait. I'm going to make sure you get a plenty of treat. Sure, I'm going to go along with you.
What?
Why not, Pasquale? I want to be sure somebody takes good care of him. Lots of parents go with the kids. I'm going to go with
Richard, that's my name.
With Richard.
Luigi, stop talking like a maroon. I warn you, stay in your own little backyard. And if you gotta go looking for trouble, marry Rosa.
You can't stop me, Pasquale. I'm gonna trick or treat. Come on, Richard. We're gonna have a plenty of fun.
Yes, sir.
Luigi! Oh, that pup squeak. I can just see all that fun. Every time he tries to do somebody some good, he winds up in the trouble. Well, I might as well get ready. Soon he's going to need a bottle of iodine, $25 of bail money, and a new nose.
Let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I'm left the store and I'm with trick trick-or-treat to a little Richard. Soon I'm rang so many doorbells, my thumb always got a headache. But it was late, and most places we go to, they got nothing left. So I took him to one place where I'm a no sad little boy. Was he going to get to something and have lots of things to laugh about? Schultz is a delicatessen store.
Luigi, my fellow booble, oh, come in, come in.
Hello, Schultz. Trick or treat, what's your choice?
Stop it. What's with this cute little boy?
Go on, Richard. You tell him.
Trick or treat, something for Halloween?
Schultz, this little boy is Richard, and I'm helping him with his trick-or-treat.
Ach, if that ain't just like you, Luigi. But what will it be, Richard? I got some salami, some bologna, and knackwurst that's guaranteed to separate you from your appendix. Yeah. We start you off with a little candy, huh?
Thank you, Mr. Schultz.
Good, now go ahead. Stuff it in your pockets. Live. And here, yeah, take this. And this. And this, too, huh?
Thank you, Schultz. I know you was going to understand.
Yeah, sure. Now, listen, Richard. I got it a riddle for you, huh? Pinch me and punch me were in my store. Yeah, punch me went out. Who was left?
Pinch me.
Oh, what you said. Now I gotta pinch you.
All right. Here's one for you.
Huh?
Pinch me and punch me were together.
Yeah?
Pinch me went out. Who was left?
Punch me.
Okay, I gotta punch you.
Oh, Himmel, what a norm that kid has got.
That's so funny. But it should, we gotta go before it get too late. And thank you so much for your treats.
Thank you very much, Mr. Schultz. You have been extremely kind indeed.
Himmel, but his sock and the way he talks, we're going to have it another Gene Tunney. Goodbye, and thanks for coming in. And remember, smile. Yeah, be like me, always happy, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
Mr. Basco, I don't think I've had so much time in my life.
Oh, you had a good time, huh, Richard? I'm glad you enjoyed, Richard, boy. Don't you have good times with you, Papa and Mama like this?
No, they're always too busy. They're either coming from someplace or going to someplace.
Mama, sounds to me like they're going to no place. Richard, who's who went with you last year?
I didn't get to go last year, sir. Father and mother were too busy because sister had a coming out party.
She had a what?
Coming out party.
What did she come out of?
I don't know. Anyway, the governess locked my door and I couldn't get out.
Oh, but she didn't lock the door tonight, huh?
Sure, but she forgot the windows.
Well, Richard, you better go home now before everybody is going to start to worry about you.
Oh,
huh?
No, please, Mr. Basco, just this last block.
Well, it's... Well, all right. It's a beautiful, rich street. Maybe you're going to get a lot of candy, but we got to make it quicker, huh? You take one side of the street, I'm going to take the other side.
Oh, fine. I'll meet you at the end of this block. And whenever we get back, you can take half of it, Mr. Basco.
Oh, no, you're going to take the whole thing, Richard. I'm never going to be able to figure up my income tax on 100 jelly beans.
Yes?
Trick or treat.
What? Don't you see that sign, beggars or peddlers around the back way?
What do you talk about? Who's begging? This is Halloween. I'm asking trick or treat.
You're bothering people, that's what. You've got your nerve entering this quiet community and ringing doorbells.
Mister, I'm not going to argue with you. You don't want to trick or treat, I'm going to go.
Sure. You'll go, and just because it's some fool day like Halloween, you'll break my windows or destroy the gate.
I think this could have happened to you any day of the year.
Oh, now you're insulting people. Well, you won't get away with it.
Please, please, mister, I'm not going to make trouble.
That's what they all say.
Goodbye. Goodbye. How can a man be so mad just because he's run out of candy? Well, it's one more bell and I'm on the end of the block. Then I'm a meet Richard and then I'm gonna go home.
Hey, you!
Huh? How you calling me, officer?
Yeah, come here. We've been following you for 5 minutes, mister. Hop in, we're taking you for a little ride.
I don't know about it, thanks. I'm a little too far from here. But a street guy is only down
the... Get in! We're taking you to the station.
The trolley station?
No, wise guy, the police station. We got a complaint on you.
Mummy.
Hey, Buster, what'd they pull you in for?
I don't know. Must have been for ringing the doorbells.
Gee, is that a crime? Everything's getting to be a crime, you know. You shouldn't ring doorbell. You know what would happen if everybody went around ringing everybody else's doorbell?
Maybe they would get to know each other a little better.
Listen, pal, I sympathize with you. Stick up for your rights. When you get up before the lieutenant, just tell him you're in on a bum rap.
A bum rap?
Yeah, you tell him you won't talk without a mouthpiece.
Without a mouthpiece?
That's right. If you act smart, you'll be suspended.
Suspended? Mamma mia, they're gonna hang me for ringing the doorbell.
All right, Pasco, you're next.
No, no. Mamma mia, why Pasquale's no come?
Just stand in front of the bench in front of the lieutenant.
Wait, the lieutenant. Before you do anything to me, I'm gonna want to say something to you.
What is it?
I'm never rap with this bum.
What?
And I'm not talking till I get to my teeth.
What?
That's right. I demand the mouthpiece.
Wait a minute. I never heard anything as crazy as this.
Just a minute, officer, your highness. I like to speak to my cabbage pusher countrymen.
That's right.
Is this the man he called for, Phillips?
Yes, sir.
Well, the complainant's late in arriving, so you two can have a conference.
Thank you, your judgeship.
Help us, Gary. Help us, Gary. I'm so happy to see you. Help me, save me, Pasquale.
Save me, help me, save you. Every time you in trouble, you holler S.O.S. louder than a scouring pad. That's what you Luigi, the spot you in now, even the Salvation Army couldn't save you. Oh, you're in a terrible trouble.
But why, Pasquale?
Because already the police, they put your name on the blotter.
My name on the blotter? What this means?
Biggest disgrace. From now on, every kid who uses a blotter in school is going to see a picture of you behind bars saying, "Don't let this happen to you."
No,
Mr. Bigshots, wouldn't listen to Pasquale. He's got to celebrate Halloween.
Yeah, but Pasquale, what am I did wrong?
You went inside people's homes, right?
Yes.
All right, they got you on a charge of home inside. That's what I said. They got you on a charge of home and besides, lucky for you, they can't give you a life sentence because you already use up half of your life. But I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you got, 50 years.
50 years?
With 10% off for good behavior is appalling.
Pasquale, you call yourself a friend. How can you stand and let him put me in a jail?
Waste the part of all, Luigi. You might lose your chance on your citizen papers.
Oh, no. No, Pasquale. I'm in the most terrible trouble of my life. A lieutenant thinks I'm a crazy. You'd say I'm gonna be...
That's it. The Luigi, what you just said, that gives me a loophole to get you out.
What, the Pasquale? What the loophole?
You gotta plead insanity. That's gonna get you out.
All right, I'm gonna do anything to get out. Help me.
All right, I help you. But before I help you, you gotta promise to marry my daughter Rosa.
Mamma mia, from one loophole to another.
Well, come on, the time is short.
Pasquale, to become a citizen, I would do anything. Even marry Rosa.
Spoken like a true patriot. All right, I'm going to call her in. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You call me Papa?
Yes, my little Daisy. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Rosa.
Rosa Luigi's going to plead insanity, and he's going to go and...
Hey, Vasco, the lieutenant wants to speak to you.
All right.
Don't worry, Luigi, just leave everything to me. I know how to handle lieutenancies.
Vasco, I don't understand what's holding up the complainant, but to be fair to you, let's hear your side of it. How are you going to plead?
Trick or treat.
What?
That's what I'm going to plead all day, Your Majesty.
Mr. Basco, are you pleading guilty or not guilty?
Lieutenant, Your Majesty, we plead insanity.
Just who are you?
I'm a Mr. Pasquale, 23 North Halstead Street.
Sit down.
Yes.
See, Luigi, I got him in the palm of my hand. Mr. Basco, will you stop wasting our time? Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Well, I'm a little mixed up. I'm not guilty because I wasn't asking anybody for no money.
And just what were you asking for?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans? Mr. Basco, are you serious?
I told you, Judge, we plead insanity.
Sit down! Yes, Mr. Basco, you should be ashamed of yourself. A healthy, full-grown man begging for money, coming in here, making such a scene. How long have you been in this country?
3 years, but I was...
Have you applied for your first papers?
He applied 2 hours after he came off of the boat.
Yeah, but I could have made it in 1 hour, but Pasquale's took me to get a haircut.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Mamma mia, that's a mean man. Now I'm in a real trouble.
Oh, please, sir, don't say that. I'm here to apologize, not to press charges.
What? Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, Daddy, why are you away from me?
I'm sorry.
Richard.
I'm real sorry. Is this the man, Richard?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Basco. Boy, I'm sure glad to see you.
Well, I guess that settles the case.
Oh, I'm very sorry, Lieutenant. There was a misunderstanding.
It was a big one.
No, it wasn't so big. It was either $10 or 10 days.
Mr. Basco, let me make it up to you. Here's $10 for your trouble.
Well, Mr. Richard, Daddy, is there more things in this world that can't be fixed for money? You keep your $10 or give it to some boys' club. But I'm sentenced to you to 10 days.
10 days?
Yeah. 10 days with your son.
I know what you mean. And I hope I can make it up to him. Why, do you know when he couldn't find you and I scolded him for returning late, he said he wished you were his daddy.
Oh, everybody loves Luigi. I wish he was my husband.
And I wish he was my son-in-law.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm a wish everybody happy Halloween. Halloween is a turnout pretty good for me. And I'm made up of my mind on one thing. Next year, if I'm going to go trick or treat, I'm taking no chances. I'm going to dress up like a little boy. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, little immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal treat to enjoy between meals. And remember, tomorrow is Halloween. Be sure to have plenty of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum on hand for the youngsters who call out, trick or treat. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hart Conreed as Schultz, Rhoda Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.